far as from football standpoint, and then as far as even off the field. I've learned to do things a whole lot differently off the field, just watching him.
And Coach Dre does things differently too, right? He teaches techniques different. Has that been a nice learning curve for you?
Definitely. That's our main thing, is just really focusing on the details and just the techniques. And it doesn't matter if you make a play out here in practice, but if you don't use his technique, then it doesn't matter to him, the thing that we strive for really is just using great technique every single day.
You were talking about your go-to move maybe a few days ago. Is that something you're still working on, or are you trying to keep that a secret? You don't want people to know what the go-to move is?
No, I'm still working. If I had it down, I'd let you guys know, but I'm still working on it.
So we just watch the game film and it'll come out?
Mm-hmm.
And how? I mean, you had 2 tackles for losses. When you get the go-to move, how good will you be?
Probably not as good as Linval, but that comes with time. I like playing the 3 technique a whole lot. I like playing those too, but with this position, I feel like I can do a whole lot more. Even Coach Zinn has said it. Coach Dre has said it. That position, I feel like I can thrive a whole lot more playing that.
You play that? What'd you play in college?
I played 3 technique in college.
No, she had to do at US Bank Stadium. It was kind of loud in Seattle, so it's kind of get you guys ready for this one.
Definitely. That was my first time playing in this stadium, brand new stadium. I'm looking forward to it. I'm playing one of my old college teammates, 2 of them actually, on Sunday. So it'll definitely be loud in there.
Pride factor too, huh?
Definitely.
What stood out the most as you reviewed the Seattle tape? Clearly, watching from afar, you're popping up, making play after play. What stood out from your standpoint?
The thing that really stood out to me, really, it wasn't really something that I did. It was really what we did as a whole, as a unit. Like I said before, those plays that I made, it was, from everybody up front doing their job. And, that put me in a position to really make those plays. I would do something and somebody else would make a play. So, we play off of each other, really.
Are you being a bit too humble, though? I mean, you beat the offensive lineman 1-on-1 a couple times, didn't you?
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I guess so, yeah.
Have you been texting with your old teammates about this upcoming game?
I have not reached out to them yet. I kind of want to wait. So when we're on the field, that's when I talk to them.
Unleash.
Yeah.
So I was late to the scrum. Can you just talk about how Linval's kind of helped you out here throughout the game?
Yeah. He's just, I've said it before, Linval, he's one of those guys who, there are times where we don't even talk, I'll just watch what he does. And that's a way of him helping me out. He doesn't really have to, tell me, hey, Jaleel, do this, do that. I'll just watch him, and then, every day I'll try to, apply what he does into my game or what I'm doing off the field. He's just one of those guys who, he just takes time to really help you out. I know this is like kind of off topic, but he taught me how to play Uno. During camp, he taught me how to play Uno. That's one of the little things I'm talking about. He just takes time to help you out. And whatever it is, whether it's on the field stuff or off the field, he's always there. So
it's a good game. Better Uno player. Have you learned quickly?
I learned pretty quickly, but. He won the first 2 games, but I came back and won the last one.
So he beats 2-1.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is it surprising to you that a guy like Linval opens up like that and is willing to share everything?
A little bit. He's a, if you see him around, he's definitely a quiet guy. He doesn't really say much, So it's kind of hard. If you just look at him, it's kind of hard to really get this idea that he's, he's an open person. But, once you've been around him a lot and he opens up to not just me but to everybody, all the rookies coming in, he's definitely been a huge tool for us. I couldn't have asked for a better mentor. He's one of those guys I consider a mentor. He and Sharif Floyd, those guys have been just those guys helped me out a lot.
Thank you.